This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. In the first game of baseball's National League Championship Series, the Arizona Diamondbacks beat the Atlanta Braves 2-0 yesterday. Game 2 is tonight. This afternoon, the Seattle Mariners and New York Yankees begin battling for the American League Championship. Many fans, understandably, had trouble focusing on sports when competition resumed a week after the September 11th terrorist attacks. But commentator Frank DeFord has noticed a change in attitude since then.
It certainly appears, at least when people get to a ballpark, they forget the danger. If you see the attendance figures, not only at these baseball playoff games, but at pro football games and college games, as far as I understand, high school games and everywhere else, people are going out to the park, and maybe, Bob, it works the other way around, that you find a certain kind of strength and comfort in being with your neighbors all together cheering for the same thing.
Or at least a release from worrying about opening your mail.
It's interesting that the subject always comes up vis-a-vis sports. Should we be playing games now? The fact of the matter is that entertainments in general seem to be proceeding as they were before September 11th. I understand, for example, that movie attendance is up in the last few weeks. So I think that people are seeking some kind of release, some kind of effort to get away. I think the difference between movies and theater and ball games is that when you're in a movie or watching television at home, whatever, it's just you and the screen, no matter how many people are around you. And with ball games, it's being part of a community. And maybe we feel a little self-conscious about that.
What about the Olympics scheduled for Salt Lake City in February?
It's so funny, Bob. I was out there, ironic. I was in Salt Lake City about 2 or 3 days before the sad events of September 11th. And all the people out there asked me about were, how are the press going to treat us? How are the world press going to treat us, particularly vis-a-vis the fact that it's hard to get a drink in Utah? And are they going to make fun of us as Mormons? Absolutely no questions whatsoever about security. Another example of how quickly things change.
At any other time, I suppose the return of Michael Jordan to pro basketball would have swept the front pages. It certainly did here anyway.
Well, you're pretty desperate for things.
That's
there,
right.
In sports, I know, in Washington. I got a little tired of Jordan. It was sort of like the reverse of Camille dying, Jordan coming back. I mean, I think he's going to find a surprise in some things, Bob. I think he's going to have some nights when he's going to really struggle. And they're probably going to come the night after he scored 42 points and got 17 rebounds and 13 assists. It's my experience that athletes don't decline gracefully. It's not a slow, gentle slope. It's a very jagged decline. And I think that's going to frustrate him.
It is hard to leave. Maybe Ripken and Gwynn got off on time?
Yeah, and they hung on till the very end. I think that what we're seeing, though, is that Derek Jeter, I think, is a reincarnation of Cal Ripken. And we'll certainly be watching that Seattle Yankee series with a great deal of interest.
Which starts today. You have
the
Yankees, which can't seem to lose in the postseason, and the Mariners, who had such a great regular season.
I don't think anybody's going to be paying any attention to Atlanta, Arizona, because Seattle Yankees has everything going for it. The old champions and this extraordinarily exciting new team. And not only that, Lou Piniella, of course, the manager of Seattle, was sort of the quintessential Yankee for such a long time. That's going to be a beautiful, beautiful series.
Now, you've been a busy lad. You've been writing novels again.
Yes, when I'm not the sports curmudgeon, I do have another life. I write novels, and I've got a new one out now called The Other Adonis. It's a novel of reincarnation. It features a painting in the Metropolitan Museum of Art, Venus and Adonis, by Peter Paul Rubens. And the novel goes back in time from the present in New York to the studio of Peter Paul Rubens in Antwerp in 1635.
Reincarnation? Why reincarnation?
Always been fascinated by it. I don't think you would call me a believer, I'm a wonderer, but I do wonder about reincarnation and the possibilities thereof.
And you would like to come back as?
Bob Edwards. So I could get up every morning at 1 o'clock.
Thank you, Frank.
Thank you, Bob.
Frank DeFord's new novel is The Other Adonis. He joins us each Wednesday from member station WSHU in Fairfield, Connecticut.